This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 28th of February. Karachi Blues were crowned Kaidi Azam Trophy champions for the 10th time in their history after completing victory over Silcott. Tariq Haroon ended with 5 for 74, as Silcott were all out for 254 in their second innings, leaving Blues needing just 50 to win. And Faisalabad were crowned plate champions after bowling Bahawalpur out for 262 after setting in 385 to win. Rehan Rafiq and Cameron Hussain gave Bahawalpur hope with half centuries, but Imran Khalid ended with 4 for 38 for Faisalabad. Bengal thrashed Karnataka by 10 wickets to reach the semi-final of the Vijay Hazare Trophy. Their openers Vidhiman Saha and Srivats Goswami overhauled Karnataka's 127, with more than 20 overs unused. Shami Ahmed and Veer Pratap Singh had early taken 3 wickets each. And Assam caused a surprise by beating Mumbai in the other quarter-final. Despite making a mediocre 178 after being asked to bat, they won by 27 runs. Abu Nachim and Pritam Das took 5 wickets between them to help dismiss Mumbai for just 151. Sipsanka Roy had early hit a crucial 69 for Assam, while Gokul Sharma contributed 51. Mashonaland Eagles collapsed on the third day in Harare to hand Mountaineers victory. The Eagles were all out for 153 in their second innings, and so ended their winless Logan Cup campaign on a suitably sombre note. Donald Tirupano and Callum Price shared 7 wickets, with Dan Hodgson then ending on 63, as Mountaineers knocked off the 117 runs needed for victory, for the loss of only 2 wickets. Peter Burgon hit a career-best 104, as Southern Rocks were all out for 292 in reply to Midwest Rhinos 415. Ed Rainford ended with 4 for 31, and Graham Cramer 3 for 94 for Rhinos, who then closed in their second innings on 86 for 4, to lead by 209 runs going to the final day. Canterbury thrashed Otago in the second round of matches in the Ford Trophy. George Worker and Shannon Stewart both hit half centuries to lead the Wizards to 283 for 7. Matt Henry then took 5 for 27 as the Bolts all out for 177 in their run chase. Kane Williamson hit a runner ball 92, helping ensure that Northern Districts remain unbeaten at the top of the table. His innings set up the Knights' run chase, with Tim Southey then finishing it with a flourish by hitting 66 after only 45 balls. Anuru Kitchen had earlier hit for 104 for Auckland, as they posted an imposing 290 after being asked to bat. And Central Districts got their campaign back on track with a 10-run win over Wellington. Ross Taylor and Kieran Noma Barnett contributed brisk half centuries to their total of 302 for 7. Michael Papps then hit his second successive 150 of the competition. This time it was to be a losing cause, as he lacked support, and they ended on 292 for 9. The Knights thrashed Dolphins in last night's Ramslam T20 Challenge match in South Africa. Riley Rissau and Dean Elgar both ended on 61 not out, as Knights chased down their target of 132, with 9 wickets and 27 balls to spare.